It is that time to take a look at developments on the market. The oil share ends the day down in the red, so do industrials and gold, while resources and financials end the day up in the green. Deputy Chairman at Sasfin, David Shapiro, joins us on the line. What transpired today, David?
A lot of things. It's very difficult to draw a line through the market and to come to some kind of common conclusion. But you summed it up. I think the one that's worrying is on the industrial market, and why I'm picking that up, Tumisang, is that the global markets are under a bit of pressure now, and that's mainly because of the strength of the U.S. economy. Last night at Janet Yellen's last Fed meeting, she acknowledged that the U.S. economy was strong and hinted, or in fact, not hinted, I think almost guaranteed that rates will go up in March. And we've seen the 10-year bond there creeping up to three-year highs at about 2.75%. Inflation, she reckons, will reach their target of about 2%. So it's an unsettled market. Also, there were comments by former Fed Governor Alan Greenspan, who called both the bond and stock markets bubbles. You know, he said this before. Took about 2 to 3 years before it really happened. So, we're seeing a kind of a sell-off in global markets, nervous that rate hikes will destabilize equity earnings and so on. So that's why we're starting to see selling off in industrials. Also, we're getting a number of results out. Strange enough, they're very good, but people are taking a more nervous view to them, nitpicking and looking for reasons to sell rather than to buy.
Yeah.
And that's translating and coming through to our market, particularly at the top end of the market. So NASDAQ down 2% today.
Okay.
The worry there that we can't get on top of is why we're underperforming Tencent. Tencent, it's under a bit of pressure, but not too bad. But the gap between the valuation of Tencent into NASDAQ is widening. So there's some story keeping people down as well.
In South Africa, there's always some story keeping things down. Hey,
you're dead right. We're in a very nervous situation.
Mm.
We've had the issue with Capitec. We had first down of Capitec, and now there's an assault on some of the property stocks. Once more, we can't get to the bottom of why people are so, or investors are so nervous about some of the valuations. And we saw heavy pressure on Netty, Rockcastle, Fortress Bees, Resilient. They seem to be at the forefront of the selling and coming down quite heavily, taking that whole segment down. In fact, the South African listed property sector was down well over 4% today. So I think when people are nervous and you start selling and they start seeing weakness, it does trigger or spark further selling. So all the scandals that we've seen and all the questions that have been asked about our companies, I think just started to fray nerves here a little.
Having spoken about scandal, how has Capitec fared a day after Viceroy released that report of accusations?
Well, they came back today, meaning they improved, not as much as they lost yesterday. So the share still remains under quite a lot of pressure, down about 5.5%. PSG also tried to recover, was up about just a little over 1%. But just after the market closed, and I was trying to get through it before I actually spoke to you, is that Capitec has answered a lot of questions that were raised by Benguela Global Fund Managers. You know, they did write a letter to Capitec, not accusing them, asking them to answer certain questions. And the reply has come, I think, which also could help address a lot of the issues that or questions that Viceroy raised. Regardless, I think that there's a sense of nervousness in markets, and it's going to take time before I think Capitec regains its former strength. And it's even and the other thing to me saying is that there's so many different views on Capitec, from extremely bearish to exceptionally bullish. So I think the market still remains very confused about where to place themselves in Capitec.
What's there to be said about the performance of the rand?
Rand, I think it's more dollar weakness than any. Look, we're getting some good numbers. In fact, the PMI came out. I don't know if you're covering it in your show.
Yes,
the
we are.
PMI came, which was a big turnaround, a very positive turnaround. Still negative. I mean, still just below 50, which means manufacturing, people believe manufacturing contracting, but it's far better than the previous number. So we are seeing confidence pick up. But I think it's going to take time before we can really make a proper reading, and we've got to wait for results to start coming through and see what business people say. But I think that's giving us a little bit of a lift in the rand, but I think this is mainly the result of a lot of pressure on the dollar. And why is it pressure on the dollar? You know, the tax, Trump's tax reforms are going to cause a huge gap in their budget. And then you've got him last night or the night before calling for a massive infrastructure fund and saying, well, who's going to pay for that? You know, so there are more fears about what all his ambitious projects are going to mean for the American economy and how that's going to affect the dollar than even the rates going up, you know, which in effect should actually draw money into the U.S.
We live in interesting times. Another set of figures were the vehicle sales data that came out. New vehicle sales having dropped 8.9%. Exports, on the other hand, rose at 22%. Anything to be said there?
I think that brought Bidvest down. You know, we've seen Barlow Wool down on those numbers as well. I think there's still a bit of caution now. And okay, that's his story. Let's call it the pre-Siddle era. You know? So, and I mean that in a very positive, serious way.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens now. You know, when I look at the results that have been coming out, we did have some updates from Barlow World yesterday. We had from ArcelorMittal. We had from other companies as well. There was a slight pickup in the last quarter, but I think what we've got to look at now is let's see the next quarter. You know, will this positive view that, when I say everyone's talking of, that is being felt in the economy, is that going to translate into action, you know, and greater activity? Because when people feel confident, they start spending, they start investing in their business, et cetera. Let's, you know, that's what we've got to see. We still got to get through the budget, though. You know, that's going to be a big issue. So let's see how we still a few hurdles to cross or to negotiate. We're starting to point in the right direction.
We'll wait and see. Thank you so much for your time. David Shapiro, Deputy Chairman at Sasfin, with the day's market wrap.